Today's episode of The Mom Game is presented by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule that delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome inside the Coppola Studios for episode 278 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. We are together for the final time for a few weeks. Not ever. Don't say that. We are together here in the Coppola Studios. Julie is headed off to Canada.
Yeah.
To spend a good 3 weeks there. Good for you. Yeah, we'll get out see. Of this oppressive heat.
Kelly's getting all anxious. We might come back earlier.
Uh-oh.
We'll see.
We obviously have a lot to talk about in this episode.
Yeah.
With the devastation that has hit our great state. Your home area.
Yeah.
Really got hit hard. So we're going to talk a lot about that throughout the show. And really don't really have much of a format today, but we're going to, kind of stick to our staples and just kind of chat.
I'm glad I don't know, it's kind of nice that we are shooting a little bit later, I guess, this week, because I've been waiting to just be able to sit and talk with you and processing, reading, consuming all of that ever since it happened, as I'm sure you have, as I'm sure anybody has, especially in Texas, where this is, like you said, hits very close to home. And so I think just having a few days to kind of process everything and then get to sit and work through it a little bit together.
Yeah.
I've been really looking forward to it.
I just know that, like, everyone I know knows someone who has been affected by this, whether they had girls at Camp Mystic or whether they had family in the Hill Country or whether, I mean, everyone I know knows someone who was directly impacted by this absolute tragedy.
Yeah.
And it was so crazy because on Friday morning, I went to a 4th of July parade and the little girl actually who made me this bracelet, her name is Coco Grieshaber, and she, cry.
Well, it was inevitable. Let's just start.
Yeah, I mean,
start crying.
So she comes up and we're all at the parade and having fun. And she's her sister Maxwell came up and was like, "Miss Emily, look at what's happening at Coco's camp." And so Coco had just literally gotten picked up the Saturday before. So she had been home for, 5 or 6 days. And you see this, it was video of that cabin floating down the river. And I don't know. I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. But I just didn't think never in a million years did I think that it would escalate to the point that it did.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I was thinking, looking at that video and thinking, oh, I'm sure everything's going to be fine. I don't know. I just was like, it was kind of hard to process. I was and then two, where did she get this? I mean, I knew it was for real, but her mom was there, who's a dear friend of mine. Anyway, you just kind of,
you don't expect this.
No. And you're just like, wow, this is crazy. And then it goes from like, this is crazy, to like, this is a fucking disaster. Like, this is devastation.
Yep.
Like, this is not just a flood at a camp. I mean, this is a widespread, I don't know. Anyway, it just was crazy the way everything kind of unfolded. And it was 4th of July. And it was just, I mean, I woke up the next morning and I just was like, just by the time we had gotten enough information to realize, by the time we went to bed on the 4th of July, like, this is some serious stuff. And you see these images in your head and you can't stop thinking about them. And then you start doom scrolling on social media and you don't know what's real and what's not. And anyway, it's been awful. I know we both know people who have been directly impacted by this. Some of our mutual friends have been directly impacted by this. And it's awful. And I think as
parents, we don't know. Like, it's like, why am I don't, I need to suck it up and quit being a fucking baby. And, you know, because I'm okay.
Yeah.
Right. But it's like, you know, when you read so many great things, like I saw this one that's like, even if it wasn't you, like you still feel it. Like you can still empathize with those things. I don't know. It's just, it's such a weird, strange place. And then I just feel bad for just saying what I said, because I'm like, shut up, Emily. Like
it's like a battle. You battle yourself.
Yes.
Like, should I be saying yes. this? Should I be living my normal life? Should I be going out? Like, should I be having any semblance of fun?
I know.
Should I be smiling?
Yeah.
Should I be it? And we don't know how to be.
No.
And again, it's not about us.
Right.
So now I feel bad.
I know.
But
We can't work ourselves out of this. I know.
And I think that's how a lot of people are feeling. And it's just too overwhelming. It's too overwhelming. We haven't ever dealt with anything like this.
Please don't come at me. Like, I wonder if this is what it was like being in New York when 9/11 happened.
Probably.
I mean, different situation. That was an attack on our country. Obviously, I'm not comparing.
But it's tragedy. It's tragedy.
But that, obviously, that affected all of us as a nation, obviously. But like, I have a feeling in New York, come on. Yes, they carried that way heavier than anywhere else in the country. And I feel like that might be the best, and I don't want to say comparison, but like,
I think that's a good one. And it doesn't have to, we're not saying it's the exact same thing that happened, but we're saying that the ripple effects of a giant thing like that in New York, probably very similar to the ripple effects that we're feeling, and that feeling where everybody knows somebody and that feeling like there's a lot of people have personal connections.
Yeah.
And you just don't know what to do with all of it. I wasn't in Dallas. What was the weather like in Dallas when all this was going on?
It was fine. It rained a little bit on the 4th of July.
Okay.
Like, but it was not.
Which probably even feels a little weirder. Like, I don't know. I was kind of right here. I was at Lake LBJ. So Lake LBJ, obviously right there, Colorado River brings all of these bodies of water together, and then the dams split it off and make the lakes. And then some lakes are run by... or they're so constant,
some are controlled.
Level lakes, and some are not. And that's why we've seen such terrible droughts down in that area. Like, so my best friend Jessie was at her lake house, and it's on LBJ. Her parents, for an example, have a lake house on Buchanan, which is like 20-minute drive, constant level, not constant level. So they've had so much drought. They can barely, for years and years and years, couldn't barely go. They can't go on the boat.
Out on the water.
Like, you have to walk over where the water used to be to just get to water. Jessie says, she bought the lake house more recently, a few years ago, and it's constant level. So we were consuming all of this from that scenario where it was pouring rain.
Yeah.
Because it's not too far. And then Jessie's daughter goes to Camp Mystic. She's been for 4 years. She was getting ready to, I think, go back for her fourth year, where she was going to graduate and go up the hill even higher, I guess. And so we were all in a house, like, cooped up, and normally we're out on the boat, we're swimming, we're going on, like, Jessie and I would go on long walks, but it was just pouring. They lost internet. So I was one of the only ones that had phone where we could see all the new, like, a phone connection where we could see everything. We couldn't turn on the TV. One point, we were starting to get quite worried about flooding there. It is constant level, so they did drain the lake.
In anticipation.
And it filled back up real quickly. I guess it would have been like that next night. It was still pouring. And we had seen all these headlines. So we were kind of like fearful to go to sleep, see what would, you know, our kids were scared to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, we all kind of took turns at 1 point, 2 a.m. Jessie and I are out there like trying to yank the jet ski because it gotten lodged on the water. We're trying to push it back out in the water so it'll float with the water instead of getting stuck. We cleaned out their whole boat storage unit and took the boat out of the water so it didn't get flooded. And luckily we did, because that boat storage did flood. So anyway, and then you have the little girl that was about to go to this camp and knows people there. And then turns out three people from our high school had little girls in, I guess, the bubble in cabin. I think one of them was not in the bubble in. Two of them were in the bubble in cabin. but three people from Austin High had their girls pass away. One is, I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I haven't seen that she's been recovered. The other two have. So those are people we went to school with. One of them, both the mom and the dad, went to Austin High, and they're my brother's age. And anyway, so, and then there's all these other connections too, right? Like Jesse's husband had someone from his high school where the little girl passed away. So we're all just kind of like cooped in the lake, like worrying about the flood, but also hearing all this and consuming all this, worrying about our own kids, how they're processing it. Like Anna's the same exact age as all these girls, and her daughter Avery was as well. And then Adelie was the older one that had been to camp. So hearing her perspective and kind of like, oh yeah, like they're the youngest girls start here and then you move up the hill. And then this is, she's showing us pictures and trying to process. And then we heard the news that Dick Eastland, who ran the camp, had mm-hmm. passed. So that's someone she knew really well, like Jesse knows really well.
I feel like and it's a relatively big camp, but I feel like everybody who has been to Mystic knows Dick and Tweety. Like,
yeah.
They're like, and which is strange because like, I don't know that and I'm sure my kids know, but like, I don't know the names of my kids, like camp directors.
Yeah. It sounds like they were real,
but it seems like they were very, very involved. Yeah.
And like that Dick was even like a, you know, it sounds like a grandfather type person to a lot of these girls. But yeah, Camp Mystic is, I mean, I remember hearing of it in Austin. A lot of people go to Camp Mystic because it's not that far away. I never did. I think it was probably too expensive, but you know, a lot of people do. And so it's just something that we in Dallas, everywhere, it's a wonderful camp.
It's not just Camp Mystic. I mean, it's that the Camp Mystic is getting that they suffered the biggest loss, obviously, but you've got other, you know, I mean, just people in that community and in the surrounding communities that have suffered losses. I mean, our friends Pat and Corey Green, Pat lost his brother and his brother's wife and their two boys. It's leaving behind one single girl. You know, one daughter that I can't
imagine. And like you said, yes, it's so many people. So as of today, Thursday, the day this episode will air, the deaths have risen to 120. Search for 170 still missing.
Yeah. So you're looking at if those are deaths, those that are missing, you're pushing almost 400 people.
Families, like, because
wait,
it was
300.
The...
My math is bad.
Yeah.
No, it would be almost
400. Almost 400. Because it was the 4th of July. Like, people are all camping. People are all along the river. You go to the river for fun.
Yeah.
You go to the river to relax.
Yeah.
And it was like one of the worst times. Summer camp was in session.
Yeah.
You know, like if this had happened in the winter, and you don't see rain like this in July.
I know. And I talk with my friend Kate about that, like what must be going through her mind. The fact that she picked Coco up literally 5 days prior, like, and she's got to be thinking like, oh my gosh, what on earth? Like, what if it had been 5 days earlier? And then, but then do you start feeling bad for having those thoughts? Like, it's just too much.
It's
like
too much. Yeah. And
I'm sure Jesse thought the same thing. Like, if she was about to take her daughter,
if she had signed Adelie up for, so Adelie does the 2 week session. I think this was a 4 week session.
This was a month. Yeah.
Which is a long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, what if I had signed her up? What if I thought, oh, she's this age,
she's
now
ready.
She can go for 4 weeks, you know? So it's just a nightmare. It's a total, it's surreal. It doesn't feel real. It does. Every day you wake up trying to, like, you know, get your day going. And then you look at your phone, you see the news, you see pictures of these little girls.
The pictures are killing. And good. I mean, I'm so glad to see them because it's like, I saw, you know, a post that was like, say their names, like, don't forget. And I completely agree with that. It's so hard to see them though.
It's so hard to see
and
them.
And you know what? And so we dropped Hattie off for camp on Sunday, following all this.
And where's hers?
So she's in Hawani. So she's in East Texas. So it's like Timpson is the closest town. And she had asked a number of times if what was the pot, like, can Hawani flood? And it's not, it's in the middle of, but then, so I'm like, no, Hawani cannot flood. Like, that's not going to be something that you have to worry. There's no rivers around there. It's no, you're safe. So the night before we took her to camp, I had a dream that the camp caught on fire.
Oh.
And I'm like, so now do I tell her what to do if there's a fire? And then I'm like, no, Emily, shut up. Stop being ridiculous. Like, no, that's going to put
that happen. Doesn't mean
right. And that's going to put that in her head where she's worried about a fire. But it's just like you go to, because I'm like, okay, well, flooding's not a possibility, but what if there's a fire? I mean, there it's the piney woods. Like it wouldn't be good if that happened. And so you're like, do I prepare her and tell her what to do in case of it? And I'm like, no, this is such a rare occurrence that I can't, I need to protect her from it as much as I can.
I think so.
You know, but, and that's another thing I think we all struggle with as parents. Like, how do we navigate this? How do we deal with it? What do we share? What do we not share? And so the approach that I've taken is I'm answering any questions. I'm not offering up any information. Yeah. Is the approach that I've taken. And I kind of have done that with any major tragic, whether it be a school shooting or a whatever, or a church shooting, or a, you know, anything where I'm like, I'm not going to offer up any information, but if you have questions, I will answer them.
Yeah.
And I think that's just kind of where I am. And that's,
and
my
everyone's,
I don't know if it's right
make
or
their
wrong.
Own
for sure.
Choice in it. There's no right or wrong.
It's no, there's
family,
not.
It's your children, you know what they can handle, what they can't handle, depending on their age and all of that. So, yeah, I was trying to kind of not let Anna find out too much about it. She hasn't been to camp yet. I had plans to send her next year to a camp.
Yeah.
And, like, now this will be associated with camp. Like, the word camp.
Yeah.
Whereas it wasn't before. So anything I could protect her from, I was going to try to. She ended up hearing pretty much everything because we were locked in a house with
right.
And Jessie had a different approach. Like, she was telling her kids, and she yeah. kind of had to because
they know that place.
They know that place. Yeah. But honestly, because we were staring at our phones the whole time.
Yeah.
In parenting, and we couldn't help, like, to a point where we were like, we've got to stop.
Yeah.
We've got to stop.
And I finally, too, I think, too, that's, you know, there was, I can't remember what day it was. And I was anxious about Hattie because, again, I feel like I sound so selfish. I was anxious about Hattie because she did not have a good drop off. And that's really rare.
That's what
for
it leaves you with. For
yes. And so I'm like, well, shit, she's not. She told me she didn't feel comfortable, which that kills you. And it's like, oh. And so the first round of, like, correspondence we get, it's like, can you please come get me? Can you please come get me? And it's like, shit, what am I supposed
to
do?
An email?
Yeah. And so she sent it to me and Mike. And it's like, what do I do? And, like, if any other time I would have been like, chick, you need to suck it up. Like, yeah. Just because you didn't get the cabin you wanted or whatever, everything's not perfect. Like, you need to suck it up. This is a good time. It's 2 weeks of no screens, just being a kid. Like, this is what camp's supposed to be. And so, you know, worried about that. And I don't know. It just was like this. Thankfully,
you can't see her. You can't.
You can't. Right.
And it, hug, there's tell the, her it's
right.
Be okay.
I know. And so thankfully the second round we got yesterday was good.
Good.
And it was like, I'm still really homesick, but it's okay. So anyway, sorry.
She's been getting to see her friends, like, yes. More immersed
and
in
I
it.
Can see pictures and.
And when she's to that point, that it honestly might be the best situation
for, sure.
for her.
It is.
Because it's going to keep her mind off of all. At home,
I know.
This is what we're dealing with.
I know.
The news is going to be on. Like, she's going to be able sure. to look at her phone. Like,
yeah.
There she's isolated in a kid world, happy world. But
for
as
sure.
long as I yeah. totally get it. Like,
yeah.
your mom heart's it's, just like. I
yeah. But just with all the timing of everything, you're just like, am I doing the right thing? Should I? You know, and it's just like you said, like, every situation is different. Every child is different. But I just, it's just. It just sucks. Like,
just
it just sucks all the way around. It's awful. I can't imagine what those families are going through. Like, it's just, it's awful.
It's awful. And on top of, like, losing a child, which is your worst nightmare in all of life. All of life.
All of life.
Take me, take everything. But
yeah.
just don't touch no. those babies.
No.
They're also, like, it's a bit of a sideshow for them, I'm sure. You know, with press and with...
Oh, my gosh.
It's
okay, let's get into that a little bit later.
It's a national story.
Right. Let's get into the grossness of that a little bit later.
Yeah.
But we do need to get some...
We do. Let me talk about sports squirts brought
okay.
to us by our
Thank
friends at
Thank you for
early
getting
bird.
Me off this.
You can have an early bird later.
Let me tell you how many early birds I've consumed in the last week.
And, you know,
it's a steady dose of two a night. Usually I can, you know, work my way through a couple mm-hmm. nights, a couple, you know, just do using them a couple nights. This week it's been,
yeah,
it's been
it's a good way to take the edge off.
Heavy in the rotation.
It can be a big edge. It can be a little edge,
yeah.
whatever it is
yeah.
you need to take off. It's a good way to do it. And we do have a code, which is the best part. Mom Game 20 is now active. It's good for 20% off your first order online. It's a new code, so it can be used by someone once, even if you've used a code before. This is a new one, MomGame20. Go to the website, earlybirdcbd.com. Use that code when you check out. These things are special, and we love them. They're special because they have a microdose of THC from hemp, and that is the core feature of the gummies. So, yes, it's just a wonderful way to just relax. If you don't want to sit there and have a few glasses of wine every night, this is a great option for you. Longtime partners of us here on the Mom Game, and we would truly appreciate your support and supporting them.
Yeah, and they're going to continue with us through the end of the year. Super excited about that. So we may have a new code coming soon, so stand by for that. So anytime there's a tragedy like this, like, there's good things that come and there's bad things that come.
Yeah.
One of the good things is, like, little things like this. You know, my sweet Coco making me my Camp Mystic
bracelet. Jasmine, if you can hear me, can you bring in my bracelet, please?
Uh-oh. I put it on your...
I know, we moved it for the last
thing. Oh, you moved
thing.
It. Okay. Yeah. And we're going to talk more about the Kendra Scott give back and bracelet. So that's what I have today. I have my Camp Mystic bracelet on, made by my favorite Camp Mystic camper, and the Kendra Scott give back bracelet. We'll talk about that in a minute. But our local and state sports teams really stepped up. Super proud of my Texas Rangers and the Rangers Foundation. We've had Karen Morris, the executive director, on. They're amazing. I mean, I would be willing to put the Rangers Foundation up against any foundation, like professional sports foundation in the country. I don't think there's anybody better. The work that they do is phenomenal. When something like this happens, they step up and they don't just dip their toe in the water. They step in big. And they pledged $1 million. The Astros, kudos to them. I'm headed to Houston after the show. They pledged $1 million. So as much as I don't like the Astros beating us all the time, I do love the fact that they stepped up with $1 million. Cowboys, Texans, NFL foundations were the first to announce their philanthropy, pulled together 500 a piece for 1.5 million total. Minnesota Vikings, 500,000. Dallas Stars Foundation and the Texas Stars Foundation, matching donations totaling $50,000. The Mavericks, Rockets, Spurs, NBA Players Association pulled together $2 million in total. FC Dallas, along with Austin FC, Houston Dynamo FC, and Major League Soccer, $500,000. These are all such incredible things that our local sports teams and our state sports teams and national sports teams, like Minnesota Vikings, like, hey, thank you for that. That's huge.
You're good. We have a little fairy.
And so, little, oh,
you can show yourself.
I don't think she wishes to be on camera.
I have a jewelry fairy.
I wish we could take a wide shot of Jasmine crawling on the floor. Oh, here we go. Oh, dang it. She's off the floor. You missed it. So stuff like that, you know, is really cool. People stepping up, you know, we're going to talk some more about it a little bit later. My friend Josh Weathers, and his band, just so many people wanting to do good things, whether it be, you know, a gaggle of girls or some kids starting a lemonade stand and making bracelets and,
selling the cookies.
Yeah, the Tweety cookies. I had a Tweety cookie yesterday. It's just, you see the good in people, and you see those, as parents, you see those teaching moments of, like, and you love when your kids want to do something good to help someone else with literally nothing expected in return.
How can I help?
Yeah, how can I help? What can I do? And I think we can learn a lot from these kids that, like, and I think we've talked about this before, when something bad happens, like, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm not going to be able to make an impact. I'm not going to be able to help. And they're like, screw that. I'm going to make some lemonade and some bracelets, and I'm going to sell them.
Right.
And they ended up making over $3,000.
That's amazing.
And they're helping I can't remember her exact title, but she was at Mystic, and she was kind of like the do everything woman at Mystic.
Oh, great.
I think her name is Cassie. And so they decided to help that. And so I was like, good on them. Like, that's, and good on those kids. And that showing us, like, it doesn't take $1 million donation. Now, is that fantastic? Yes. And do we need those? Yes. But, like, for them to just be like, I just want to make some lemonade and some bracelets and sell them and give it to Miss Cassie. Like, that to me is what a gift, what a lesson that they're teaching us.
Yeah.
That it doesn't have to be this big grand thing. It can be something as simple as this. And I just think it's fantastic.
It is. I think as much crap as kids these days get for all the things, like, I think they are really compassionate and they do give back and they are so caring. And I love that they're being pulled to help as well.
Yeah. I want to talk about the Texas brands too. Give a shout out to those that are helping, including finish off with Kendra Scott.
Yes.
Because Kendra's the best.
Yes. I thought I'd just do a little unboxing.
There you go.
We love our friends at Kendra Scott.
Yeah.
And they were selling these bracelets. I mean, it was a matter of a day or two right after this happened that they kind of jumped into action. Kendra Scott, obviously Austin based.
Yeah.
And Jasmine was so kind to go get us some because they were hard to find.
Yeah.
So many people were trying to support and buy them. And they are beautiful. Oh, I absolutely love it. I haven't even gotten to see it yet.
Yeah, I have mine. I feel like it goes great with
them. Yes. So these are the Everline Red Cord Friendship Bracelet in Red Illusion. And then yours is the Everline Yellow Cord Friendship Bracelet in dichroic glass. I'm probably butchering that. Wow. That's so pretty. So via these bracelets, our friends at Kendra Scott have raised over $350,000 and counting. 100% of the proceeds, which is what you want to see. Like, you want to see 100% of the proceeds. That's amazing because it costs them money.
It does.
From all Everline bracelet sales, both online and in-store, will go to the most immediate needs for victims, their families, in the community in Central Texas. You can get yours online at KendraScott.com or visit your local Kendra Scott. They're just one of many Texas companies that have been, like you said, jumping into action. And it's easy to be paralyzed from this news.
Yeah.
And I think I'm still in paralyzation
mode.
But these people aren't. And they've been able to, like, gosh. And these, not to go off from the text, but the families that have gotten out of paralyzed modes and created foundations already for their own children. I mean, it might be a therapeutic, like helping them heal situation. But HEB, I know, like the next day HEB had people.
Yep.
They had those trucks go in with supplies, with water, with anything that they could do to help the Butt family, HEB and the HE Butt Foundation, pledging $5 million to the relief efforts in Central Texas. Central Texas is HEB. Like, that's what we grew up. That was our grocery store in Austin and the surrounding areas. I was at HEB down by the lake just the other day, and This hits really home for them. They're going to donate $2 million to the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country. The rest of the donation will go to the American Red Cross, Texas Search and Rescue, and the Salvation Army. So the places that really, I mean, the boots on the ground people right now trying to do these rescues and out there.
How'd you see the guy that, like, it was like his first mission or whatever?
Yes.
And he's, I don't even know how, okay, I mean, he
looked like a cute Top Gun guy.
He did.
Yeah.
And he was so, I saw the interview with him on some morning show, and he was just like, I mean, I'm sure any of my colleagues would have done this and probably done it better. And like, just
amazing.
People who are in those roles, like, that's a calling and such a gift.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I like to think that, like, in a moment of, like, you know, emergency or something, that I would spring into action, but I don't know. Maybe not. So, I mean, obviously they have the training, but it's like, man, it's like amazing. That takes some.
I think you would. And I think if it was here, and I think if you were, I think you would. And I think I would. I think it helps with
your instincts just take over.
Your instincts take over. And when you see images and you feel helpless, that's one of the worst things.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. I have to give a shout out to my brother, speaking of, because I was in Austin and we had planned, you know, we even moved this show because I was going to stay in Austin for two nights. We had the lake house with Jesse and her family, and then I wanted to spend two nights with my family before coming back, and I had a meeting I had to be there for anyway. But Sunday night we were gonna have a family gathering, and I'm going driving from the lake house to Austin, which in torrential downpour again on that Sunday, where I had to pull off the road. I was scared shitless with my dog and two kids. But I get a text from my mom. She's like, Chad's not coming, he's going to the river, like he's going to the floods.
Yeah.
So he went by himself. By himself with his drone, with all his gear, and just wanted to help. And I think that was his way of, like, not knowing what to do. And I'm just going to drive there.
Right.
Met up with some people he knew, I think, and walked all along, helped look for anything that could help these people that have people missing. They're searching for some closure. As terrible as that is that what you're, all these people are hunting around for? But my brother went there and did it. So
good for
him. I'm really proud of him. I was a little sad because I was like, oh, I wonder if we were going to have a family gathering. But then I felt like an asshole for even feeling like that, you know? And it was a little scary. Like, you didn't get home till 1 a.m. and we didn't know they had to seek higher ground even Sunday night because it was still pouring. But people like that, people, you know, like these Texas brands, Lone Star Beer, 100% of the proceeds from their new vintage camo caps, which are going to sell. People around Texas love camo. They will be donated to Southern Smoke Foundation, who provides financial relief to those in the food and beverage industry as they rebuild from the flooding in the Texas Hill Country. LoneStarBeer.com, SouthernSmoke.org. For more info, our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka, Tito's based out of Austin,
yep.
Raising Cane's, the Dallas connected owner of Raising Cane's, donating $1 million to flood relief efforts. I mean, we could go on and on. Whataburger, Cups That Care, relief for Texas floods.
Yeah, I've seen those Cups for Care everywhere.
100% of the proceeds from the sale of these limited edition 32-ounce cups from the Texas flood relief efforts now through the end of July, going back to the community and the surrounding areas where people were affected. And, you know, that's even a simple way to help. It's like, go to these places and buy these things.
Yeah.
If you don't know what to do, you don't have to start a foundation.
Listen, we hit up Whataburger at least once a week. And more than that, if it's baseball season, because Henry, like, that's where we go. If you have a break in a tournament, you're going to Whataburger.
It's a Texas institution.
It is a Texas institution.
So that's just one way to help.
And then even smaller brands, like my friend Brooke Wright, she has a special bag that's same thing. It's Brooke Wright Designs on Instagram if you want to go check her out.
I saw her out at Round Top. She was right next to Corey's booth.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. She's fantastic. And so they're doing stuff. I mean, I feel like even the smaller, not these, huge multi-million dollar brands and companies, they can do these big things, which is awesome. But then like smaller brands like Brooks, like doing stuff like that is so huge. And, you know, and I think for people, you, like you said, you're just looking for anything. What can I do to help? So I want to talk a little bit more about one that was pretty big. We're going to talk about that and what's on your feed, brought to us by our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media.
Yes. And let me tell you, it's like times like this when maybe as a business owner, you don't have the energy to be posting about stuff, that you need to rely on a team because it is part of your business and you do need to keep the ball rolling. And no matter what it is that you're going through as a business owner, you can rely on the wonderful people at ADM, Audrey Dolan's Media. They'll help you with influencer management, brand management, monetization management, collaboration management, influencer campaigns, content creation and photography, social media management, and website design. All kinds of different things. They have a lot of tricks in their bag of tricks. They can do a lot for you in your business. So thank you to our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media, audreydolans.com to find out more, or just message us and we can hook you up.
And we talked a little bit about this, the kind of just the good that can come from social media. In situations like this, you see people, rallying together and all that kind of stuff. And wanted to shout out Josh Weathers, Paul Jenkins, and Blaine Cruz, three great friends of mine who Josh Weathers, is the band, Josh Weathers Band. And
he's great.
Two of his band members. We love them and they've been friends of ours for a really long time. So they just on the fly Monday night. So the Monday after this happened, they organized basically an auction and a live concert. Think back to COVID.
He was supposed
days.
To have a show, right? And it like got. I think he was supposed to have a live
probably
show, but it got canceled.
Yeah,
it was like I still wanted.
So they went to from what I could tell from the video, a sound stage or something in Fort Worth, and they're performing and, and if you've ever met Josh, he's an extremely faithful human being. Mm-hmm. He's very open about his faith. He's just got a way about him that's very calming and that leans heavily on that faith. And anyway, he just the way he spoke throughout the concert, I think their community, their wives and friends and families, got a bunch of auction items to auction off. And, they just basically played for 3 hours and they raised over $330,000.
That's amazing.
Which is, and I texted him all the next day and I was like, it's incredible what you guys did last night. Kudos and, hats off, way to go. So to have a gift like that, of musical talent and, people wanting to consume your music and all that, to be able to have that gift and to just give back was really, really cool. And I was over at my friend Lisa's house and we watched it for about an hour or so. And she's like, I feel like this feels like COVID. Like it, you know, when mm-hmm. that feeling where we couldn't get out, we couldn't do anything. And
man, I wish I had known this was happening. Yeah, it sounds like it was probably a good like therapeutic thing too.
It was
for people
really,
that don't know what to do.
Yeah, and he was really, really cool. He was just the way he talks is just so great. And I mean, to raise $330,000 is
that's amazing.
Pretty effing amazing.
It's like as it was happening, friends of his just continued to keep texting him, offering things up to auction. Like that's so cool. And yeah, the country music community is Texas country is the whole country.
Oh.
Like it is like that.
Yeah. And I saw a thing. I can't remember if it was on Robert Rogers. Like, yeah. I can't remember if it was on Randy Rogers page or Josh Abbott's page. I think it was. I can't remember. One of them, it just said September 8th. Stay tuned. Mm. So my inclination is they're planning something big.
Yeah. I'd love to go. Green and Corey Moore were supposed to play the 5th of July.
Yeah.
In Luckenbach, and yep. we were thinking about going even after this happened because we were like, oh, that's something that'll get us out of the house and we can go like
yeah.
bring the kids. And then all of a sudden, obviously, that was canceled, not even knowing that Pat Green was directly involved with
yeah.
the flooding. But yeah, I'd love to go. Whatever's yeah. happening on September 8th, I want to know about, want to go. They're all wonderful people, all of these musicians, everybody in this area. So I just love seeing everybody.
And it's such a tight bond. These Texas country musicians, they're so tight. They are so tight.
That's why all their songs are like about each other.
Yeah.
Like about hanging out.
And they're all together.
There's a lot of songs about this damn river.
Yeah.
There really are.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
So it's cool to see if... I think finding the good in all of this is helpful
yes,
for everybody. And there is a lot of
helpful.
Good.
There is.
And obviously plenty more places that you can go to help and
yeah.
donate. I've been sharing the little girls' personal foundations that their families have been setting up.
Yeah.
I have done one donation so far because I, have, you know, don't have, I, whatever. I have to be
mindful
of my donations.
Yeah.
But it was well, like Eloise Heck. It was
yeah.
Blueberry Hill Farm because she was an animal lover. It goes to help animals, and it just
yeah.
it struck me because it's Anna. Like that
yeah.
would be, and then you start thinking, like, what would my daughter?
I know.
What am I thinking about?
Right,
you know. But like that one, there's plenty of ways. Those are just some that we called out because they're Texas based, and some that you know your friends, our friends,
yeah.
Have been doing. But
yeah, yeah, for sure. But I do want to talk about some of the negative. Well, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of negative that has come with this, but one that's really in my right now in the TMG news desk brought to us by Estill Dog Camp for Kids. So we've talked about Robbie and the magic that he works with dogs here for a while now. He works with my Izzy and my Gallo. They're so much better, so much more well-behaved. I understand them more because of it's called Estill Dog Psychology for a reason, because he teaches you kind of why this is happening and how you can change behaviors and all that different kind of stuff. Well, he's having a camp for kids. He's done this for the last couple of years. It's Saturday, August 9th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Printed Threads in Fort Worth. Lunch is provided. Ages 6 to 16 are welcome. Limited to 60 campers. It is filling up, so you need to jump on it quickly if you want to do that. So visit estilldogpsychology.com for more information, or you can follow Robbie on social media at estilldogpsychology. He really is fantastic. I can't say enough good things about him, what he does for dogs, and what he's trying to do with this camp. So shout out to Robbie, and thanks for making us the official media sponsor of the Estill Dog Kids Dog Camp Kids Dog Camp for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Okay, so we talked about a lot of the good that can come from tragedy. One of the things that makes me literally want to vomit and punch someone in the face is... these people that are calling these victims families, like what are we doing?
And I know, because those numbers were all out there.
The numbers were out there
in case
for a reason. Yes, which for a very good reason. Yes, but then you've got like these like people saying, "Oh, I've got your kid, and you've got to give me this ransom," and then you have like media members that are trying to get like stories and. You know, interviews and information, like, come on, man.
I hope they've changed their numbers or turned their phones
off. But it's like, but then
it's disgusting. But it's
it makes you want to vomit.
The world, it's terrible.
Like, that's embarrassing. Yeah. Like, as a member of the quote unquote media, like, that's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, I am, if you're a media person and you called one of these numbers,
you're trying to get clout out of this?
Stop. And I will say kudos to Meredith Land. So Meredith runs that Landline News Instagram account. And she is very deliberate and very make sure everything is vetted. You know, she's going the extra mile to make sure that, like, whatever she puts out there is accurate and all that kind of stuff. Because you can't, and at this point, you don't know what
stuff.
You don't know what to believe. And that's what's hard too now in this day and age, like, not just with this tragedy, but in general, where you don't know what's real and you don't know what's made up. And it's so hard to differentiate. That I, you know, because I was I haven't really posted a lot of, like, reposting stuff because I have been scared to, because I'm like, I don't know if that's actually real. Like, I didn't, like that,
oh, yeah.
Like the Coast Guard guy, or I think he was Coast Guard, the one we just talked about, yeah. That, like, was total badass. Like, I saw that, you know, way early, but then I was like, is that true? Like, and then I was like, okay, then I did some digging and I saw him interviewed on. Yeah. But then you're like, what is that?
Well, there, like, was the account that two girls, yes, were found safe in a tree.
Yep. And yep. My girls' text blew up with it. They're like, y'all, look. And we're all excited. And I even said, I was like, I don't know. I hope it's not. Or I think a couple of us were like, oh, careful. But it was like in the Kerrville paper. Or could they have generated it? Like, it's just like, that's so sad that, especially, I mean, I get it if it's like parody shit, like, oh, you know, Shohei Ohtani got traded to the Rangers. Like, ah, gotcha. But not with shit like this. Come on, man. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
It's gross and disgusting.
Well, so many people are, this is a personal, real reality of their life and their world. And then there's the people who it's,
right,
it's not, and it's their job. And you've got to find the fine line and not cross that line. And too many people, I feel like, have been crossing that line because it is a giant, giant news story.
So right.
You have that much larger amount of news people trying to cover this story. It's national world news. It's insane. And it,
what good does that do you to be, like, the first to report that a body has been recovered?
How these people, I know, always are. They're that way in sports. They're that way in everything else.
I know, but at least in sports, it's just fucking sports.
Right.
Like, okay. Yes. Or, you want to be the first one.
We've seen tragedy in sports and people want to break the news before everybody else. It's just it's gross.
It's disgusting. And it makes me, if I had one mission, I feel like I could be in charge of, like, a coalition to beat the shit out of those people.
Well, now you're getting your testosterone shot. There you go.
Well, maybe that could be my contribution to the world, is to punch people in the...
If you find out a news person that's doing this and crossing
the
line...
But not even the news person.
Emily will beat them up.
Yes, I'll kick their ass, or I'll at least attempt to. But it's not even just news people, but it's like these people, like, calling and asking for... demanding ransoms and people doing stupid shit, like making fake stories or whatever. Like, what are we doing? I mean, like, no humanity? Like, none? So we go from what we talked about with, like, our friends at Kendra Scott and Whataburger and Sweet Coco and her friends making these bracelets, like the shining light in this whole tragedy. And then we go to the fucking scum of the earth.
That and the political people that can't wait to make it political. Like, oh my gosh, the Karens on Facebook have had a field day with this one.
I can't.
Disgusting. Stop. Well,
yeah, we'll have to save that for a later day.
Just stop.
What are we, really?
I think that they wait for any opportunity.
You're going to hop on your social media and like talk about how
back to politics. It really doesn't.
And how you're making this political when these little girls are. I can't.
Yeah. It's terrible. I mean,
awful.
I don't know. I was hoping that today's episode could help people who are like us that aren't able to.
Yeah.
Like, that are struggling to process all of this information.
Right.
Moms.
And we're not in any way feeling like we've suffered no losses here.
Yeah.
I mean, but there's a weird dimension that we're in.
Right.
Where we're empathizing and we want to help and we don't know how and we don't know how to feel. And so if you're in our boat, we feel you.
I guess. And it's not over, unfortunately. That number keeps growing. Yeah. This is going to continue for a long time. But I think it's, I texted you, we've had a group text just trying to process it. I think it's just a reminder that life is fragile, that you need to love one another, be kind, and spend as much quality time as you can with your family.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I think that's what it comes down to. I think our lives have gotten super overloaded with stuff, like so much stuff.
Yep.
So many activities, so many things where you lose track of what's important. And what's important is that human connection and,
yeah,
and quality time with people you love.
So dumbest little thing. Remember, we were supposed to have a call and Henry came into my office. I was working on Tuesday or Monday. I can't remember when it was. He was like, you want to get in the pool and play Maj? And I was
like, duh.
Let's go. So we got in the pool. I mean, we played for hour and a half. And I was like, probably, you know, maybe in another a week ago, I would have said like, no, bud, I got to get this work done. I got to do. But now I was like, screw it. Yes.
Yeah.
You want to spend time with me? On a Tuesday, let's go.
And if we all grow a little bit from,
I know,
you know, like listening to what our kids are having to say and how they're feeling and spending time with them. For me, it's intentional time with my kids where I put this darn thing far away.
Yep.
And I sit there and I just in the last 2 days, I've been trying to do that. And like we had the most fun last night, like just playing American Idol, like where they came and performed and we gave critiques. Like just don't look at your dumb phone.
Yeah.
Like focus on the people in your world in front of you. Like we've always said, sometimes that's all you can do is focus on your little world.
Yeah.
And it's a harsh, 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 harsh realization that we could be, I could personally, I can't speak for anybody else, I could be giving a lot more intentional time and a lot more of me to my own children.
I think we all could, Julie.
Yeah.
I think we all could. And I think if anybody said, I think if you say you're doing that enough, you're probably fooling yourself. So
yeah.
I'm in your boat
and
for sure.
That's one little way that these sweet babies and everybody involved could help inspire others.
Yeah.
Then there's that.
Yeah.
But it's a terrible thing. Our hearts and obviously are with everybody that's suffering right now. And we're all, I think when it comes to moms, we're all the same. We're all one. We all feel for each other.
Yeah.
And it's like it's our own. So
if you're feeling what we're feeling, please know that we're here for you. We're feeling it too. And we're just as confused and heartbroken and as everyone else.
Yep.
So anyway, okay, we made it through.
Peace signs.
Oh my gosh, already. Yeah.
We did it.
Okay.
We'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week.
With a wonderful interview with a nutritionist that I think is really going to help.
Super awesome.
Can help a lot of parents. And that's what we try to do here on this show. And I'll be in Canada A. And I'm always an adventure when I'm broadcasting from Canada. Yeah. So make sure to stay tuned.
Julie, we'll see you next week.
We love you all.
From Canada A. I'll still be in the Fort Worth. So
Mom came out.